There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Time it is now once again to celebrate. Yes, at the end of each week, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen and you get together to celebrate what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's pretty exciting. I look forward to it every week. I know Michael doesn't sleep well on the night before we do these broadcasts because it is such, is the highlight of his week. It's something that he is just barely able to deal with, but you can tell by the way he exercises control and his ability to sort of hold back his enthusiasm is there. I'd actually like you to be more enthusiastic, Michael. I want you to go for it.
It's true. This is the highlight of my otherwise empty and meaningful life.
There it is.
a lonely old man.
Yes.
Sitting with his calculations. Listening to thousands of broadcasts in his little transistor radio earplug.
The cubicle. As opposed to a cubicle.
Making sense of the insanity of this world.
All right, okay. So let's do that
let's
with the
right. let's just,
top stories.
Let's give my life meaning. Let's do this, please. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we have at number 10, Major League Baseball playoff push, and that's tied with the National Football League preseason. At number 9, we have the Caitlyn Jenner costume flap, and that's tied with the Ashley Madison hack.
Hacks and flaps. It sounds like something you put on an airplane.
Don't you love these words?
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
We have at number 8 the Western drought, tied with the tropical storm Erica and the subject of climate change. All three of those are there in the number 8 slot. At number 7, we have a couple of stories that are tied, the general fight against ISIS, and that's tied with the French train attack thwarted. We have financial markets volatility at number 6. It has been a huge concern this week, a roller coaster ride on Wall Street. Number 5, Hillary Clinton emails investigation, and the whole Hillary Clinton campaign is kind of fascinating to watch what's happening there. At number 4, the potential of a Biden presidential run. As a matter of fact, I understand recent polls indicate he's the front runner in the whole country of everybody. At number 3, immigration policy debate. At number 2, Trump's candidacy. And at number 1, TV reporter slayings and the gun control issues that has sparked that really just came like a tsunami of conversation and concern. On the People Survey, we have Tom Brady at 10, reality TV star Josh Duggar at 9, candidates Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Dr. Ben Carson, and Rand Paul at number 8. More candidates at 7, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and Scott Walker. Bernie Sanders at 6, Hillary Clinton at 5, Joe Biden at 4. At number 3, Vester Flanagan, Allison Parker, and Adam Ward. Three names in the television shooting tragedy. At number 3, Barack Obama, third week in a row at number 2, bested by Donald Trump at number 1. I don't know, bested is the word. He was talked about more, Donald Trump, than anybody else. And Jorge Ramos sort of took a free ride to the number 1 spot with Donald Trump because of the flap, there's that word again, that took place at the press conference.
Lots of people are taking a free ride to the top with Trump.
Yes. Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, right.
John McCain.
Who cares about any? All right. So there, we're going to pause for a moment. I want to understand what poll it is that puts Biden as the most popular. I find that very intriguing, given the status of the PR coming from the Trump campaign and elsewhere as well. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where there's Talker. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things at Talkers, like the industry that we're in. It's interesting, because when we refer to it as the talk radio industry, people think of the manufacturing of cars as an industry, light bulbs as an industry. How can this be an industry? But it is. Very interesting group of people put this together. All kinds of analysis and opinions things having to do with podcasts, guests, that whole business as part of the News Talk Radio world is profiled and overviewed every week at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Continuing with Michael in a moment, as I said, I want to talk about polls and how important they are to discussions on the political News Talk Radio programs. Up next here on The Countdown.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. And jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit hopecareers.org.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like prefinished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for his weekly visit, overviewing the charts for the week of August 24th to the 28th. And in the political corners, Trump's candidacy, Biden, should he run or not? Mrs. Clinton is always in the top 10. So as this shakes out, you say there's a poll that suggests that Biden, were he to run, would do better than anybody else, at least at this time. People have short memories. They forget about some of the silly things that he said. Not that that takes away from him. But I would think this would be a tough thing for his family. Having said that, I'm curious as to what poll has him on top, or the polls. Wouldn't that be an interesting reality, given all the hoopla focusing on all these other people?
The highly respected Quinnipiac University poll, which is one of the polls that journalists and newspapers and those who follow these things take pretty seriously, as seriously as you can take polls, especially at this early stage.
Right.
But basically, Biden has the best favorability rating among all the contenders of either party. And that, according to this poll, a national poll released on, I believe, Thursday of this past week, that Biden would beat everybody if there was an election now, and that Trump is increasing his lead in the GOP race, so it would be Biden against Trump, and Biden would win. Biden has been winning for not being out there. this go around, this presidential cycle, is making everybody look bad.
Well, Trump, according to this same survey, shows 28%, and depending on which poll you look at, anywhere from 28 to 40% of likely Republican voters in a primary. That's how these things are. They're bracketed. There's always a caveat. There's something that separates these people from whoever else may be. Let's just say you asked eligible voters or people who are old enough to vote, you'd get one result. Eligible voters, you get another result because it would be Republicans and Democrats together. And I'm guessing that's where the Biden survey came from. And then there are people who are likely to vote in the Republican primary, not necessarily registered Republicans. So it's all, it depends on who you're asking, how you ask the question, and actually what the poll structure is. What's the base, what do they call it, the baseline for these questions. It's all very, very subjective, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we have elections.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we would just have polls.
Right. And the polls.
You know, that's why they have election day and people vote. And quite often the polls are wrong. But even more often the polls are right. That's the thing that's so confounding about these darn polls. For the most part, they're right. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to be used.
Well,
even though we know that they're just estimates, we know they're not perfect, and we know that they're often wrong, the reality is more often they're right.
All right. So how much does that, because this is the program about News Talk Radio, how much of that information, how important is it to the structure of talk radio programs that we have polls at all? How much of a basis for the conversation are these polls?
Oh, well, the reason the polls are important is because how else will people know who the real serious candidates are to talk about if you had 17 people running for the GOP nomination and we don't have any kind of indication as to their relative popularity or strength? Well, we wouldn't be able to, in terms of spoken word media, wouldn't easily be able to put together a debate. I mean, just the way Fox separated the 10 and the 10, I know that there was some perhaps some bias attached to that, but
no
polls. but the point is, how would we know that Ted Cruz is somebody that's more important to talk about than, say, George Pataki? Or how would we know that Biden is to be taken seriously as opposed to Uncle Joe, the guy who always puts his foot in his mouth? That's what they're going to turn to. How would he ever win? Well, this gives you an idea. Wait a second.
Are you being serious? Are you being...
No, I'm being very serious.
Really? How would we know? You don't think people could tell by watching or listening to these people how they would do in the circumstances that they're seeking?
No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. We'd have no clue. If there were not polls, we would really have no clue. Everybody lives in a little bubble. Everybody thinks that, you know, all my friends say. Haven't you ever said, well, everybody I know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the everybody I know syndrome only goes as far as the bubble you live in. The world is far too complicated. You know, I used to think that I had a handle on everything, that I could pick records. I knew what a hit was.
I thought that, too, about you.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I got older, I've learned that maybe you do need a little bit of research.
Nah.
And I'm not being funny. I mean, I'm being funny about myself, but and I've always been kind of a research freak who also respects intuition. I'm a big fan of that line, you know, in a Dylan song, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we can't tell which way the wind is blowing when it's blowing in 25 different directions and the media is so biased.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a time when there's very little objective journalism. So you have to hope that maybe these polls are accurate. The problem is the polls become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you get into the polls and you get ahead in the polls keep you there.
There you go. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Speaking of which way the wind is blowing, I want to talk about talk radio's fascination with the 10th anniversary of the hurricane that wiped out New Orleans. Up next here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Expand your life with Expandovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Expandovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Expandovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Expandovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Doug Steffen, happily along. It sort of reminds me, when I say that, I sort of am thinking about you and I maybe being 5 or 6 years old, skipping along on the sidewalk together on our way to school. Wouldn't that be fun? Think about it.
What made you come up with that?
I was just thinking, skipping along, going along.
Secret.
Yeah.
We were skipping along on our way to school.
Right. And we stopped where the chalk was on the sidewalk. Good God, are we... I'm
Potsy. Do you remember Potsy and Hopkins?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm... Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's get to the meat of the matter here. Michael was talking about politics and the way the wind is blowing, and it brought me around to thinking that we should spend some time talking about how the News Talk radio programs have focused on Katrina, made for interesting and non-political, although it did become political because there's always a flashback to George Bush. Obama went there this week to Glad Hand. Bush is there. And so they're talking a lot about what wasn't right. The population of that community is down 20% from where it was just before the storm. People have not come back. There's a lot of gentrification going on there. Parts of the city being rebuilt, other parts being neglected. I think the president spoke to that. But what I guess I'm really looking to you for, Michael, is why or how is it that these make for such interesting conversation? Because this was 10 years ago, yet if you listened around this week, 2 or 3 days of many people's programs were devoted to a discussion of Katrina.
Yes, because it's the 10th anniversary, and we make anniversaries out of these things so that we talk about them.
That's it,
If it was the 9th anniversary, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Isn't that silly?
At a certain level, it's absolutely ridiculous. On another level, it's the way. On another level, it's a ridiculousness that defines how we break down our way of looking at our place in space and time. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do we have anniversaries? Why do we have birthdays? Why do we have commemorations? Because it gives us a compass. You are here in terms of a map of very abstract concepts, time and space. So it makes sense on a certain level that this was a very important event in relatively recent American history. It had political implications. It shook us up in terms of our understanding of our relationship with government services, with the awesome power and unpredictability of Mother Nature. It was a big story that had a lot of tentacles. So 10 years later, why wouldn't we make note of it. But yeah, 10 years is an arbitrary number. 10, 15, 20, 25. We don't think about 17. We just celebrated the 25th anniversary of Talkers. So we made a little bit of a deal about it. The 24th anniversary, the 26th anniversary don't have the same pizzazz. It has to do with our preoccupation with numbers and their meaning.
So under the circumstances, when you think about this sort of thing and other arbitrary, I was thinking about D-Day and how much time we spent on that, the 60th anniversary and the 70th anniversary and all the people that went over there to commemorate it. So you asked the right question. Why on the 70th and not the 69th or the 71st? It becomes almost sort of nonsensical. Predictable, maybe that's the word I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, can you think of a better way? Should we not be commemorating these things? Should we say the past is the past? Should we be talking about it every day? Should we never talk about it? In other words,
what difference does it make? Other than conversation, we realize what a horrible mess they've made. Maybe that's why it's good. Katrina created a mess, and it hasn't really been fixed up. When you understand, when you talk to the engineers who say that a full football field loaded with dirt flushes down out into the sea from New Orleans and the Mississippi every hour. That blew my mind away when I heard that. That was the best part of the conversation from my perspective. We're talking about the best part of conversation on the radio, News Talk Radio with a Focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is always here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. In this hour of our weekly Talk Radio review, the sum and substance of what's going on in the news talk radio world, with a focus on the Talkers charts, the top 10 stories of the week. Number three this week is the continuing discussion about immigration policy. But again, and this is why I'm underscoring this, because I hope people realize that that's what we're touting here, what you can learn by listening to great, instructive, intelligent conversations about the issues. For example, this week, people who listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, including the host, the Good Day program is Monday through Friday, learned that not only do we have immigration problems here in our country, Hungary has a huge problem with migrants. The decomposing bodies of those people piled up in that truck looking for a better life, moving from Eastern Europe to Western Europe, and they pay thousands of dollars. In Venezuela this week, tens of thousands of people were sent back, illegals that are there from Colombia. That was something else that came out. I didn't know that that was going on. I didn't know the Hungarian thing was going on. You got the Syrians going across to Turkey at thousands, the tune of thousands a week. The Turks don't know what to do with them, and they're trying to seal the border off, and they can't do that. So around the world, Michael, immigration is a huge problem, not just here.
It's a huge
illegal immigration.
Well, illegal immigration, even legal immigration, is a huge issue. The major immigration story of the world is the Islamification of Europe.
Yeah.
Great Britain and France, Germany. These countries are up in all kinds of turmoil and arguments and concerns about the changing demographic and ethnic nature of Europe in terms of a Western migration of Islamic population into these countries.
It's interesting how the various countries handle it. I find it very interesting. The French and the Spanish are the worst in terms of allowing all these people in and fighting about whether, you know, what to do. The same fight we're having here. The British have been overwhelmed because of the British Empire, whether that's slowing down or not. Excuse me. The Italians and the British are about the same in terms of how people are trying to get there and what they're doing to combat the problem. But England more because of its former empire status. And you look at the Germans. The Germans are tough about this. The Germans are much tougher as maybe, I don't know, whether because they're Germans, I don't know why they are, but it's really hard. They've had a problem on the Eastern Bloc from those Eastern Bloc nations over the years. People trying to get to, especially after the wall came down, the people in Eastern Europe could actually legally move into Germany. They're very strict, and they will shoot you there under certain circumstances. So I find it interesting to see the difference, Michael, in the way these countries handle it, and we try to figure some sort of composite rule. How the heck are we going to do that? We'll never come to consensus on that here, do you think?
No, we won't, because anthropologically, the migration of populations from one area to another is like water seeking its own level. There's certain physical rules of the universe that are very difficult to stop, and national borders are an abstraction and an artificial political creation. But the movements of populations, whether it was the Europeans coming to the New World and displacing the American natives that lived here, the different nations we call Indians, the whole history of the world, the migration of humanity out of Africa from Kenya up into Europe and out to Asia, this is the history of the human race. Has been one of shifting population blocks, and you can control it in the long run no better than you can control the wind or an approaching hurricane. So this is part of the human condition. It's been part of politics, and it always will. And it is kind of naive to actually believe that national boundaries, ethnicities, demographic composition are written in stone, mm-hmm. that this is the way it was meant to be and this is the way it'll always be. We'd like to believe that because we become very attached to our nationalities, our religions, our ethnicities, our demographics. But the fact of the matter, if you look at history, it's been a constant change and a constant migration of humanity from one part of the planet to another based upon available resources, climate, opportunities, and fleeing from persecution. Refugees, it's endless. So we fool ourselves into thinking that there's this static status quo that somehow is the natural order of things, and people who are immigrating are unnatural. Immigration is natural.
Well, the thing is unnatural are borders that have been set up by political leaders. I mean, I suppose England as a country makes sense. Europe, how it got carved up over the centuries, the states that are created in America, the various provinces in Canada or Mexico or wherever else you go, all kind of arbitrary. I'm thinking, as you're explaining that very well, of John Lennon's song, Imagine. Imagine what the world would be like if there were no boundaries, if there were no religions, if we all had to sort of function and work together, which is what essentially we're trying to do. There would be no immigration problem because there would be no boundary. And I think it's hard to argue when you look at it in a certain way against that concept. And many people listening, ah, what are you talking about? One world government, the UN, can you imagine?
Yeah, well, but what you're saying is really unrealistic.
Of course it is. That's what I'm mostly. I pride myself on being unrealistic.
Well, if the world of John Lennon's Imagine were to suddenly be imposed, it would be tyrannical. Yeah. You'd have no protection from invasion.
Why would anybody be invading? Because everything's open. Why would you invade?
Because you would invade to come and take the resources.
Ah.
Yeah. You would come and take the resources. Don't you understand when you own a house, you own a little piece of property, you have a fence, you have an apartment, you own a condo, you have
right.
a key?
Yeah.
That's the same thing on a micro level as having a nation and having boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no boundaries, then it would be total survival of the fittest, and there'd be no way to protect yourself. There'd be no way to protect your property.
Clubs, like the cavemen did. You came to the club. You came to the cave, they club you, that'd be the end of your visit.
Well, the clubbing is the same as the Army protecting or the Coast Guard protecting or the politicians protecting. We're stuck with this. We're human. We're wired this way. Somehow, whatever the larger force it is, you call it God, you call it nature, you call it happenstance, whatever it is, it set us into this situation, and there's no way out.
Yeah.
The most we can do is deal with it as justly and ethically and fairly as we can, answering that voice inside of each of us that knows right from wrong. But to simply be idealistic and say, oh, imagine a world without religion or without nations or without boundaries. You'd wish you had nations, religions, boundaries, and police if you had that type of anarchy.
Well, I'd be fixed by a good nuclear war or a comet smashing into the planet.
Remember, the problem is that we humans are the most dangerous, vicious,
yes,
top of the food chain
animals
creature that this earth has ever produced.
Ever seen. Yep, absolutely. Really amazing. All right, so we'll pause for a moment. Then I want to get to this week's discussion of the volatility in the financial markets, which happened to be number 6 on the Talkers Countdown review of the hot hits in talk radio, which we do every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Countdown.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. And jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit hopecareers.org.
All right, let's move into this final overview. One of the items that Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and I talking about sort of on the air, off the air. Number 6 this week, you heard him review the top stories, and the number 6 item was what's going on in the financial markets. I'm going to give you a little piece of philosophy. I'll take 60 seconds. You have the rest of the time. We had on the Good Day program earlier this week a contest to rename CNN. Why did we do that? Because CNN said either on Monday or Tuesday in one of his broadcasts, that you ought to watch your 401ks circle the drain. When I saw that, I went absolutely nuts, because there was nothing further from the truth. There was no indication there was going to be a meltdown. If anything, this was a short-lived problem that was going to, as most things in the markets do, find its own correction and move on. So that's what happened later in the week. So the winner of the contest to rename CNN, which was just preposterously ridiculous, was Certain News Neglected. I have come to a conclusion, you see if you agree with me, that as the news radio, news talk business increases in popularity, the cable networks, the news networks, are declining in popularity because of their overreach, in a manner of speaking, or what CNN is doing, that business of circling the drain. The only thing that's circling the drain is CNN. And the public is wising up to Fox and its foolishness with Fair and Balanced. And Trump realizes that. That's why he's hammering away at it and getting a lot of free publicity along the way. MSNBC just ditched most of its programming and is starting over again because people are reacting to what's there. It's drivel. Whereas with the news talk radio world, I think more and more people are embracing some of the ideas that are being discussed and get excited about hearing good conversation. All right, so that's where I am. Where are you?
I have no idea what you were saying, so
really?
I guess I found it very interesting. I don't mean that as to be funny. You said a lot of things.
Okay.
So where am I? I'm a booster of the First Amendment, and I believe that it's important to have cable news networks, and some of them will grow, and some of them will fail, and some of them outlive their usefulness. It's back to, like, the immigration. There's always been a changing power structure in terms of media. And we're continuing to see that today. Some serve effectively. Some have outlived their usefulness. News talk radio, I think it's still alive and well. I think it's very important. But I think it has an obligation to do a good job, or it, too, will become part of the past.
Mm-hmm. And in what is your estimation of it doing a good job? You're the guru.
A good job means to maintain a vital function as a platform that intelligent, informed people use to hash out the ideas of the day, to hear what other people think, to express themselves, to be entertained by sharp, witty, informative dialogue, to be plugged into personalities that give them comfort and company. There's a lot of things. And as an effective vehicle to advertise products, because the people that listen are active and the kind of customers that advertisers would want. It is a commercial medium. You've got to keep that in mind, too. It's a business.
Right.
So a lot of complex elements go into what makes this whole scene operate, keeps it vital, keeps it important, and more importantly, keeps it alive.
One of the things that I enjoyed reading this week at Talkers Magazine, by the way, go to talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television is there, and the daily posting of information about some of your favorite hosts, what's going on locally and nationally. A fellow in San Diego named Bob Sullivan has changed his connection to the radio station that he's been on. I think he does a national show for Fox, too. Isn't that the same guy?
Not sure.
Anyway, he said that he had a disagreement with management about what is being discussed on his afternoon program with his partner. He said, quote, "I like to talk red meat topics, illegal immigration, gun control, minimum wage," and the station wants the segment to do more talking about whatever is going on locally and the water cooler thing. So where does it go? It's just to continue. You just said that things are changing. Is this an example?
Well, it's an example that if you go to work for a radio station, they're the boss, and then you have to do what they want. They may be wrong, but they still are the ones that have the paycheck, and they're the ones who own the platform.
Yep.
This has been going on a long time. Remember your DJ days when DJs said, "I don't want to play this new music that they
right.
want us to play"?
Yeah, no.
You know, it's not just what you talk about. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to dress the way they want me to dress.
They talk about the hits, playing the hits. We're playing the hits here. The top 10, that's really what this is. The countdown is a result of music radio, and the countdown's there. Michael
exactly.
figured, why can't we do this with talk? If they can do it with music, we'll do it with talk.
These are the hit topics. It doesn't mean they're the only topics, but
right.
these are the hit topics of the week.
Keep playing them. All right, Michael, thank you. As usual, informative and very focused. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, let's move along here as the focus now is the Talkers charts for this week, Talkers Magazine, and the top 10 talk topics, the stories of the week that have commanded attention, the legal ramifications of several of them, always in focus when we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, lawyer, college professor, one of the leading experts in the country on scams. So he knows what he's talking about. And if he doesn't, he even sounds, even if he doesn't know, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about, which makes it good for the radio. It is. Number three on the story list this week, continuing discussion and debate about our immigration policy. Sort of interesting because there now appears to be a lot of this sort of problem all around the world. And so, you know, you get into this sort of thing and you wonder, how fast and how far does it go? And the policy, where it ever ends up, it doesn't seem to make any difference because it really isn't enforceable. And it makes lots of us think, why should we obey any laws at all? These people don't. And it looks like they'll be rewarded for it.
Well, that's kind of the thing that bothers me the most is, why have a law if it's going to be ignored? And
right.
Even when the administration was taking the position of, well, we're not ignoring the law. What we're doing is we're saying we have certain enforcement dollars, put those into other kinds of activities. That's just fancy talk for we're going to ignore these laws. And, you know, it doesn't do anyone any good. It certainly doesn't do the legitimate immigrant who goes through the system and does it the right way. And there are plenty of those people. They should be insulted. You know, this is something, a problem that can't be ignored. And I think rewarding lawbreakers, there's something about that that still, you know, rubs me the wrong way.
Thank you. Okay, number five, investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Come on. What do you,
yeah.
What? Why? Where does this go legally?
You know, there really isn't a lot of place for this to go, but, you know, it sort of reminds me of there was so much discussion about the president's birth certificate when, in fact, the evidence was absolutely clear that he was born an American citizen. You know, these investigations that are going on really aren't investigations per se of her activities. They're looking at security breaches. They're dealing with Freedom of Information Act. But the way it is being spun, and unfortunately the way she's responding to it, is not a way to put it to sleep. And I even wonder if this is a absolutely nothing legal thing issue that could derail her campaign.
The cynics among us think there may be a political motive for the administration to go after her. All they have to do is get a call from the White House, say, drop it, and they go away, but they haven't. So is this a de facto endorsement of somebody else running for president and a continuing underscoring of the lack of friendship between the Clintons, especially Bill and Obama? But apparently, you know, there's no love lost. She was there as a sort of a necessity for him, whether to win the election or to have, you know, some sustenance. You want me you want my support, you better give me a job that I want. And, you know,
yeah, I think it's somewhere in between. I think the president's position on this is sort of a benign neglect. He's not coming out to try and help her, but he's kind of staying aside.
So he's doing what he's done for his whole term, benign neglect. That's my editorial comment. Okay, number nine, the Ashley Madison hacking. This week, it seems that some of those who are aggrieved want to sue Ashley Madison. I can't imagine that's going to be productive for them. And then the lawyers for the divorce cases will start, and bing, bang, boom, it's a crescendo up the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of odd. There are class actions. Ashley Madison actually is a Canadian company, and there is a Canadian class action. There's a United States class action. If you want to keep it a secret, how do you become a member of a class action lawsuit? Yeah. And, you know, frankly, there are a lot of scams coming from this as people are looking for, is my email address on there? And remember, Ashley Madison didn't verify these email addresses.
Right.
Anybody's going to be on there. And so if people go looking online, they may end up downloading malware if they don't go to the right places. And you can find that on Scamicide.com.
That's a good plug. The founder of Scamicide.com, interestingly enough, is the one and the same, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, professor, and this website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. That's a big one. Lots of scams. Check them out at scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the radio with me, Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.